So that's a great process if you pick the right thing for it. So I think it was useful for him to do the allergy model for that. And I think we've got to be like water inside of an intervention. Bruce Lee said, be like water, my friend. He said, be like water. You need to adapt. You need to flow. And I think that's how we need to be inside of where we're going. And I think if anything, we've pointed in the right direction. I think I'm sure from the detailed personal history, that's kind of the direction Cynthia was going anyway, which is nice. Because, yeah, so that sets up and begins to assist you in making some connections before we head there. Any thoughts?
What I would say on that is I think you're going to find that if you choose to do any kind of clinical work or working with clients that it is about flexibility. And you may have one thing in mind, and it may go smoothly, and it may require some flexibility and sort of, a bit of sort of looking around and considering, you know, how to kind of fine-tune it a little bit there. So it's just really, this is all reflective of really what you're going to see in clinical application.
Yeah. Faux show. Yeah. So play with that model. Use it for allergies, for any of the allergies that you know, anything like that you come into. I think we'll leave it at that. Yeah, I didn't really gather all that many submodalities. I just kind of found out what state he was in. And it's more from the respect of I'm more interested in state there. I mean, an issue like that is a state-dependent issue. And even if I was doing the allergy model, I may be very brief in gathering submodalities of the allergen. But with this, even less focused on the submodalities, more focused on state. I think it's state and frame of mind in this instance, which could be gathered from submodalities, although I didn't really think it was necessary. Yeah, and I caked it with a bunch of stuff. I had a bunch of stuff on the front end, bunch of stuff on the back end, just because once we began to make those connections, we found that it was going to go in a different direction, and we just remained open. Yeah.
We're here. The purpose for this demonstration was to demonstrate specifically the allergy process. Okay. It's possible that in clinical application, I know when I was looking at this, I was thinking that if John was really a client, you know, when you mentioned, Chris, that he has some stuff around this,
yeah.
In my opinion, to really get the pop on this, he'd probably, if you're going to do this in clinical application, want to run timeline for limiting belief. Because clearly, you know, if you're looking at other people feeling like you have to prove yourself, that's reflective probably of some sort of limiting belief within you, which if it didn't exist, wouldn't cause you to have to prove yourself. Okay, so just, you know, for your edification out here, something like this, when you take a look at that, you know, this problem has a root. There's not just the symptoms, okay? So to really, like, knock it out really well, you'd want to go down and really pull out the root. That's a limiting belief. Install an empowering alternative, and then maybe run the allergy process.
Yeah, which is what you're gonna essentially do when you get into your processes anyway. So, you know, you'll continue to make connections up until that time. But this is a good one for you, because this is a big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you.
That's huge.
Yeah. That's the example of finding the greater level presenting problem. Client comes into you with the problem. They say, "This is my problem. I can't talk to this girl." Now, when we find the greater level pattern, which is revealed to us through the detailed personal history, then we solve that pattern. That's when the client says, "Thank you, you changed my life." Tomorrow. I will tend to break state each time. Yeah, I will tend to break state each time. There's situations where it's less important. For example, if you're stacking positive anchors, it's not as important to be really clean in the anchoring process. But I think it's a good habit to develop breaking state in between. Each time you do anchoring. Yeah.
Particularly if you want to test your work. Okay, you've got to break state because what's going to happen is in the real world the client's going to be out in, you know, in their own place, and then you want to know what's going to happen once they've had a chance to come back from just a clean state.
Yep. Any other questions? Now, by the way, that's so what that does is that sets you up. for the next piece of work. You know, if I was working with John Andre in a coaching situation, or if I was doing a personal breakthrough session in this type of situation, I would have done the complete detailed personal history. I probably would have worked with the timeline work first and then moved on to either a process like this that helps them to take in the new strategies, or perhaps a collapse anchor, or I might install new strategies directly with either through hypnosis or trance or just through casual conversation. And we'll get much more into hypnosis as we move into the afternoon. And some of us are already starting now. Yeah. Good. Any other... yeah. Well, you know what happens when you do things like that? Is you ruminate on it, you know? It's like you go to lunch, you're thinking about it, you're imagining the opposite, you're imagining what your life's going to be like after that. You know, you're talking to yourself how you'd be talking to yourself afterwards. And then pretty soon it's like you even wonder if you, you know, ever really had the problem in the first place. You know, that's what most people tell me. Okay, let's do it. Have a great lunch. Thanks for coming in this morning. You guys are troopers. Get ready, because today we're going to actually be getting into some interventions. Yeah. All right. You got it. Yeah, let's thank Robert. Thanks for coming in, Robert. Thank you. He's a rock star. Have a good lunch. We'll see you at 1 o'clock. Oh, tomorrow morning, I don't think we'll have a morning class, except for we'll make it optional. For those people that need to clean up interventions or are still doing any remaining intervention work, you'll be able to do that tomorrow morning. Okay? Although we're going to give lots of class time today to do it. Yep. Go get them.